If you've been told to pull up your socks, then make sure it's a pair of TNT socks. The TNT shop is now open at tntradio.live. Welcome to Lynn's Warriors, ground zero in the war to protect our children. And now, Lynn Shaw on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Let's do this. Welcome, Warriors. This is Warrior Saturday, November 12th, 2022 on Global TNT News Talk Radio. And I am Lynn Shaw, the Warrior. And today you're all my Warriors for the next hour and beyond. We're coming to you live from beautiful New York City. Thank you for joining us. Let's settle in, listen up, get ready to take your weekly Warrior notes. We have a lot to cover this week. Let's rock and roll. You know, our children are being poisoned in America on every front, and our government is allowing this. They are doing next to nothing. The Warrior's mission is always about education, about teaching you, having you learn about human trafficking, sexual exploitation, and safety issues surrounding our kids here in the United States. And we provide information, facts, and results from, we use very well-vetted studies along with expert guests, so you don't have to wade through these dark waters alone, because it is all so overwhelming. We do it all for you. We are here for you. We want to engage you. We want to empower you. And we want you to listen to the Warriors, because we are talking about the United States of America. Sure, we talk globally as well, but we have in every single town, city, and rural area a crisis. A youth mental health crisis, a sex trafficking crisis, a digital safety crisis, a marijuana crisis, a fentanyl crisis. And you know what? We cannot allow this to go on. So I am so happy. A little bit later on in the program, we have Dr. Mark Siegel will join us. You know him from Fox News and many other platforms. And he's going to break it down for us with this fentanyl, what we need to know, what we can do, what we should be doing, and what the future looks like, because it's up to each and every one of us. It is our duty now. It's 2022, and it is truly time to be a warrior. It boggles the mind that we even have to talk like this, right, Warriors? But you know what? Forget all of that. It's where we're at. And so we have to now take action. We have to talk about it. We have to be realistic. We have to bring the kids into the program because everybody right now is so distracted with elections and runoffs and the Elon Musk bird. And by that, I mean the Twitter and, you know, all of this nonsense going on. And we have issues surrounding our precious and vulnerable youth. And they're not being addressed enough. Now, if somebody in the media brings something up, you know what? It lasts for a day and it goes away. What we want to do with the Warriors, what we want to do on TNT, yes, we want to bring it up. We want to discuss it with you. But we also want to give you take actions and resources. It can't just go away after we talk about it. We want to take action and not react. And you know what? Everybody's ignoring this. I work with the Warriors. We work with the education system here in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. We work on the city level with policy, New York City, the state level up in Albany, and also in Washington, D.C. And although there's a lot of chatter and a lot of bills pending on the floor, right now, nothing is happening. Our kids are getting ignored. And I want to remind everybody, these are bipartisan issues when it comes to the protection, the safety of our kids. You know, it belongs to no political party. It's a human rights abuse issue. So right now in Congress, everything is stalled. Anything to do with kids, stalled, stalled, stalled. And we have some great bills. We'll get into that a little bit later. But ready for a final vote. We've been working very hard over the past couple of years. Ready in the Senate. Going nowhere. But we're going to keep you informed. We're going to include all of you with that. That is a Warrior's Take Action. When you, when I say to you, everybody, we need the public's help. We need all of you. We cannot do this alone. Go to lynnswarriors.org. We have a toolkit, which step by step, how to contact your senator, your congressman. I made it very easy. I put 4 and 5 steps for each one. I did sample dialogues. Everything for you. All you have to do is fill in your name, your zip code, and you're there, because numbers do count. They do keep track. And if enough of us on the issues, and we have seen this with our work over the past few years, they must address the issues of our children. For instance, right now, I got a very, yesterday, an emergency email that said, we need help with these four bills for reauthorization. Now, realize, warriors, when there is legislation, most of this legislation has to be reauthorized for new budgets, probably every 2 years, usually is the scenario. And I want to share with you, these are no-brainers that we have to urge Congress. We're at the end of the year because we're in November and we're going into December, and we have to pile on and urge our senators, our congresspeople that work for us. Let me just give you some of the names of these. The Human Trafficking Reauthorization Act. Also, you know, Victims Prevention and Protection Reauthorization Act. So what is our Senate waiting for? So while we give billions and billions to other countries, and I don't want to digress, we are not taking care of our youth and our marginalized communities right here in our own backyards in America. So what does this say about us? We know that our government, or I should say the current administration, you know, this is nothing new. They are using celebrities to push out messaging. We had messaging, and they're admitting this, for the vaccine, for gender. But you know what? Wouldn't it be great if they used these celebrities / influencers to get out human trafficking information, digital safety information? How about the harms caused by marijuana? And we're going to keep that and talk to Dr. Siegel about that, you know, because it's not the marijuana of the 70s and 80s or even 90s. And fentanyl, if we could use these influencers to talk about all of those things, can you imagine the impact? Because let's face it, we live in a digital world and it's not going away. We live in, actually, I call it a TikTok world. And could you imagine if we had those influencers, those celebrities, to talk directly to the kids? Now, I don't like TikTok, but that's beside the point. If that's where everybody is, they have over a billion active monthly users. It has surpassed YouTube as the number one platform. Then let's go for it. Let's leverage the internet for good and fill it. Fill it. Let's counter all that negativity. Let's counter the anything goes, and let's start putting out more content. So we're pushing for that in with the Warriors. A little sidebar that I just read, TikTok, well, now that they're the number one platform, they will be going up against Amazon. They're going to create the TikTok shop. So while our kids are spending upwards of 11, 12 hours a day, did you hear that, Warriors? 11, 12 hours a day. I don't know how the kids, they have to go to school, eat, sleep. This is an addiction. And now they're going to have shopping so they can swipe and they can spend money and they can whatever. That is why parents and caregivers, and this is not to blame, all of this is a runaway train that has been going on since the internet hit the ground in 1996. And it's the genie out of the bottle, and it's that runaway train, and the law always lags behind technology. That is why it is important for each and every one of you to know what's going on. Very simple. Sit down with your kids for 5 minutes a day. You got to start somewhere. 5 minutes. All right. We know everybody's busy. Sit down. This is the number one crime. It must be addressed. Talk to them. What platforms are you on? What apps are you using? Do you talk to strangers? It's got to start somewhere. I can't urge more going into 2023. The scary future with the work we do, what's out there, and the state of what's going on with our kids right now, what's it going to be in the next 3 to 5 years? So we're going to talk to Dr. Siegel more about that also. But we have a well-documented youth, you know, mental health crisis that our very own U.S. Surgeon General last December 7th, 2021, Dr. Vivek H. Murthy, wrote a 51-page, you know, they called it a youth mental health, I think they called it an advisory. I called it a report because it was 51 pages. Barely covered by anybody. And that covered pre-pandemic and coming out. So now, we're almost into 2023, we work with healthcare professionals, doctors, nurses, forensic medical. We talk to everybody. They tell us what's going on. And it's just one of the reasons we have November. Shine a Light campaign is National Runaway Prevention Month. A lot of this vulnerability through the pandemic, through the internet, has been fueled with a lot more kids running away. We have up to 2 million kids in America running away each and every year. Now, most of the kids, it's called episodic. You know, they had a fight with the parents, they run away, they come home. But then we have the chronic kids, and those are the kids we're really worried about. They have to get out of the home, whether it's physical abuse, sexual abuse, maybe the home, they don't have a home anymore, they're kicked out. Maybe they come out as gay, the parents kick them out. Maybe there's no food in the home, but it's a terrible situation. And the child, the teen, feels they have nowhere, they have no other choice, they have to leave. And we know that 1 in 7 kids between the ages of 10 and 18 will run away at some point. Now think about that, 1 in 7 kids between the ages of 10 and 18. So this is an American youth crisis. And you know what? You have to have the resources. The greatest resource I can share with you, one site, 1-800-RUNAWAY.org. One-stop shopping. Educate yourselves, because any child, think about it, everybody's got a front door. Any child can walk out at any time, whether it's just down the block they ran away, or they get on a bus and hop into, for instance, my city here and go to the Port Authority and get lost to the streets, because the kids are vulnerable. They can't think for themselves. They can't take care of themselves. Their brains aren't developed yet. And I guarantee you, within 48 hours, the predator will pick them up. And when a kid is cold, hungry, they will go with somebody, a naive child who thinks this person is being nice and offering them a hamburger. This has to stop. So parents, caregivers, get on top, listen to the warriors, know the information, because we have to shine a light. It is up to us. We don't have a government helping us. We don't have the school systems helping us. They only want to talk a lot about gender these days. They do not want to address. We travel constantly to schools and talk about K-12 human trafficking education, but coming in even from the point of digital safety, where a lot of the trafficking is happening these days. That's where the contacts are made with the strangers. So I want to warn all of you, National Runaway Prevention Month is November. All of you, 1-800-RUNAWAY.org. Talk to your kids. Call the phone number, 1-800-RUNAWAY. Get some local resources. Ask questions, free and confidential, 24/7, 365. You're not responsible for anything. You're getting information. Knowledge is power. We have to do it, because there are so many kids. When I say 2 million kids, it could really be upwards, you know, close to 3 million. We don't have, whether it's human trafficking, whether it's sexual exploitation, we don't have the actual. We do the best we can do, but I can guarantee you, warriors, the numbers are always higher. And so we have to begin at home talking about this. And I want to talk, about so many different things with you today, because we have also this fentanyl crisis, and it is, to me, a deliberate move to kill our kids and all people, because it's so potent. And the way it's flooding into, I want to remind everybody, every town, city, and rural area in America. And is it a deliberate move to kill us? Is this a national security threat coming over our open borders, manufactured in China? We're going to find out all about that, because it certainly seems so. It seems that there's this deliberate move. And I was very upset around Halloween, because there were warnings. I actually, the Warriors, we received one from Homeland Security that said, listen, there's this rainbow fentanyl. It's very attractive to kids. They're buying it online. And packaging looks like candy, right? Same thing with marijuana they're doing. Put the word out there. Careful. Educate parents, right? Educate caregivers. Then about a week later, I saw this backlash that said something like, dismiss that. That is just a hyper. They're getting crazy. They're making up these things. Anytime we can talk about drugs, anytime we can put information out there, that is a warrior's move, and we are ready to move. And all of you have to join us. Coming up, Dr. Mark Siegel, and it is such an honor to have him on today. He's going to fill us in better than I ever could about all of these issues. More with Lynn's Warriors. This is TNT News Talk Radio. Dr. Mark Siegel, when we return.
Rick Munn on TNT Radio.
Millions of people reportedly have no savings to fall back on as prices soar. So with increased mortgages, with increased cost of living and increased fuel costs, energy prices, people have been dipping into savings probably more and more over the last few years. And now the well has run dry and there's nowhere left to turn. Sadly, a lot of people will then resort to credit cards and overdrafts, maybe loans to make ends meet, which is just heaping up debt, which is another thing that's terrible, especially in a background of rising interest rates. So the picture is looking particularly grim here in the UK. And also, just to add a little bit of extra salt into those financial woe wounds that I'm opening up here today, the Financial Times is reporting that UK house prices now show the steepest levels of decline since February 2021. So that's pushing up on 2 years. So it's like a roller coaster. You're right up to the top, you reach the top, you pause for a second, and then you drop like a stone.
Rick Munn is locked and loaded on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Affordable housing, we can build that. Sustainable housing, we can build that. At MIT Modular, we understand the importance of housing for all and the importance of design, cost, and functionality. Our goal is to meet the needs of our growing population by converting shipping containers to livable units. If you're like-minded and in a position to invest in something meaningful and life-changing, we want to hear from you. We are a team of professional architects, engineers, and financial and tax experts dedicated to offering unique solutions that provide a brighter future. Our Opportunity Zone Fund offers investors both real estate and operating business diversification, 5-year tax deferral on capital gains, annual tax benefits, and ultimately tax-free appreciation potential. There are Opportunity Zones all over America. If you're interested in learning more about our services, need affordable housing, or want to participate in creating a new vision for tomorrow, give us a call in the U.S. on 385-985-5702. Or read more at mitmodular.com. MIT Modular. We can build that.
You're listening to Lynn's Warriors with Lynn Shaw on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Live TNT.
This is Lynn Shaw on TNT News Talk Radio. I'm going to go ahead and say it is an honor to welcome Dr. Mark Siegel to the Warriors. He is a medical contributor to Fox News and medical director of Dr. Radio and Sirius XM, in addition to clinical professor of medicine and practicing internist at NYU Langone, right here in our beautiful New York City. He is an author and also contributes to so many different media outlets and platforms, including The Hill and Wall Street Journal. The website is drsiegel.com. And you need to follow him on Twitter at Dr. Mark Siegel. Welcome, Dr. Siegel, to the Warriors.
I'm here with you. How are you doing, Lynn? Thank you.
I mean, there is a lot to cover with you, but we want to thank you for joining us today. I want to jump right in because we have a lot to do here. Let's talk about fentanyl. You recently kicked off a series on Fox Nation called Fentanyl, The Poisoning of America. Tell us about this. Let's hear you, how it came about, the importance of educating the public about this potent and deadly drug.
I think a lot of it has to do with a valve that occurs at our southern border, because there's two main cartels, which I only learned recently. The Sinaloa cartel and Jalisco cartel have over 90% of the fentanyl. And the problem is the poppy fields were more visual and visible, and now they're drying up because you can make fentanyl in a 10-foot lab, like something out of Breaking Bad. And they make like 100,000 pills a week out of some of these labs. And by the time the DEA catches up with them, they're already across the border. They're already into our teams. They're already in fake pills. They're already in rainbow fentanyl that looks like candy. And literally, the DEA confiscated 20 million pills last year, and it's the rate is higher this year. But you can imagine how many they didn't confiscate. And it's not just the two cartels; those are the big problems. But the ingredients are coming from China and from India, so
exactly.
those aren't being policed either.
So, but you know, I keep asking myself actually this big question, Dr. Mark Siegel. Why the potency that actually kills people and kids. Like, what is, I'm not kidding, what is the purpose of this? We know cocaine and the addiction, and they can keep, you know, selling it, or marijuana, but this is killing people. Why is this a deliberate attempt? I don't understand why it's so potent.
You know, I would make it akin to a virus. Unfortunately, the viral metaphor is pretty played out at this point, as you imagine. But literally, you could say, why does a virus kill the host? It's not trying to. It's trying to spread. And the same thing is true with this. They want it to be potent so that it does its, has its effect, and people come back and buy more who don't die. If they keep getting negative publicity from the killing people, it will impact their market. But they're not concerned at all. Obviously, these are criminals.
Yeah, I don't think they're concerned at all, because there are many stories of children, you know, even it's cut with into some other drug, and they are, you know, not trying to kill themselves, but they end up dead. Now, I've, a lot of kids are buying drugs now. You can do two clicks on Instagram. That is the truth, and buy drugs. So a lot of this is the easy accessibility. What did you cover in your program, The Poisoning of America? Give us a little background, because I know you spoke with a mom about her son. I want the audience to really hear, because that's what makes impact, a parent talking about their child. Tell us about that story.
So basically, one teen who had never tried illicit drugs and had never tried drugs was buying one pill on social media, and that pill was potent enough to kill him. And we're seeing a lot of it on TikTok, and we're seeing a lot of it on Instagram and on Snapchat. With this particular person, it was Snapchat, but it's all of them. And that's the biggest problem. As you said, the cartels don't care at all about this. It gets over here. It gets sold on social media as something else, either Adderall or OxyContin. Listen, our teens shouldn't be buying any of that. But the entire social media situation is out of control in terms of the impact it's having on our kids. TikTok is causing pandemics, literally. I mean, everyone on TikTok these days thinks they have thyroid disease because it went viral on TikTok. And maybe one out of five women, by the way, do have thyroid disease, but not five out of five. So that exactly is what's occurring to the illicit drugs.
Well, you know, I'm blaming the internet for everything, although it's so wonderful we're able to talk, you know, today, together, be together, not even in the same room. And there's a lot of great stuff on the internet. And we work very hard, you know, in Washington with these laws to rein things in. It is beyond and out of control. And I don't have to tell you that or our audience that. But I don't understand how, I want to reinforce, not only is it TikTok and Snapchat, kids are savvy and kids are buying these drugs on every platform there is. And there was recently an article a couple of days ago, the young people, youth, teens, kids, taking the medical advice from the influencers on TikTok and either ending up dead or becoming very sick. That's who they're listening to, not the medical community, not nurses, not doctors. What do you say about that?
Yeah, that's a great point, Lynn. We started the problem. Doctors started the problem because we thought that pain was the fifth vital sign, and we ended up prescribing way too much prescription drugs. But actually, we've got control over the medical community now. It's exactly right. It's not, oh, something we got in somebody's medicine cabinet that was prescribed for someone else. Now, it's literally taken on a new life with social media. It's a kid thinking they're getting Adderall. There's an Adderall epidemic going on. Too many kids are on that drug because it makes them do better on tests. But the Adderall might be less laced with fentanyl, or they want a painkiller. They want oxycodone, but they end up getting something laced with fentanyl. Again, more bang for its buck. Fentanyl, 50 to 100 times more powerful than morphine. Parents have to deal directly with kids on this. Doctors are not in the loop. Doctors should be in the loop, but doctors are not in the loop. Parents need to know the extent of this copycat situation that's going on.
Exactly. And that's why we here at The Warriors, we want to educate these parents, grandparents, caregivers about what is going on so they can directly know something, you know, Adderall. They're ordering, you know, they're getting it on the internet. And also they use that, Dr. Mark Siegel. I hear a lot of girls and women talk about that drug for weight loss, keeping their weight down, which is that's been going on a long time, very dangerous. But I've been hearing about that one for years. And also, let's bring up all of this. And you did mention it before. This is basically cartels, border, a national security threat. It's also, when people say to me, Dr. Siegel, it this doesn't involve me. It has nothing to do with me. I tell them, we all pay taxes. Well, most of us, and, you know, pay taxes. And with the medical and with the border issues, this all filters down to each and every one of us and does affect us. So we're calling it a national security crisis as well. And we know the drug addiction, and you can speak about this. The kids now, the ages are getting younger and younger. We have kids 8 and 10 and 12 in the emergency rooms. What is that going to be for them? The medical care, the lifelong trauma, psychological and medical, their entire lives, correct?
Great point. And, you know, we talk about naloxone or Narcan or buprenorphine. These are Band-Aids on the situation. They don't stop the huge influx. They don't stop the idea that fentanyl starts off at the Mexican border and ends up in Pennsylvania or West Virginia, two big, big places for it, or all over the country. You can put the Band-Aid on, and I'm all for that. And I think we need a lot more Narcan education. It needs to be available everywhere. It needs to be in the schools. But we have to stop it where it starts. I think the problem is the political correctness part. You know, some groups feel you're not allowed to criticize the border because we're a country that's built on the idea of people, you know, being able to come here and saying, well, we came here because no one else wants us, or we're leaving an oppressive society. But meanwhile, the process of doing that is destroying our country. Me as a health professional, I'm focused on the fentanyl. I'm focused on the idea that it's literally two cartels. The town of Sinaloa, that region in New Mexico, is overwhelmed with this. It's what that area does, is produce fentanyl. And by the way, we didn't even mention that there are other illicit opioids out there, that like nitazenes, that aren't even policeable because they're not recognized by the DEA because they were never approved for a medical indication in the United States. We approve fentanyl for cancer use, for a prolonged impact of an opioid for someone that has terminal cancer. It was a humane reason to approve this drug in the 1990s. Nitazenes were never approved, and they're even more powerful than fentanyl, and they stay on board also. The biggest problem here is once this drug is in your system, it takes days to get it out.
Wow. So again, it's education. It's raising awareness. It sounds very simple, but I feel like there's a block in front of the education part because we at the Warriors work very hard to get into communities and talk about this, but we're getting blocked on a lot of different ends. I want to switch gears a little bit now, Dr. Siegel. I want to talk about today's marijuana. Okay, the high potency, the HTC, you know, it, now that it's legalized around our country in many places, the kids are facing, and I don't hear a lot of media talking about this, so many medical problems. People reach out to me. I did a newsletter recently about the effects of today's marijuana, and three different people got back to me that their kids were brought to emergency rooms. Again, we should be talking about this. They have psychotic breaks. They have extreme vomiting. And tell us about the marijuana today. What do you want to share with us?
I would just call it a different name. You know, I think the biggest tragedy here is we're still using the same names. We're calling
it. What should
weed.
We call it? What's it called?
We should call it amped poison? Up THC. We should call it amped up THC. Because when I was a teen, we had 2.5% THC, the active chemical in marijuana, 2.5%. Now, in some products like edibles, it's up to 50%. That's not the same thing. So in people's imagination, in our teens' imagination, it's harmless or mildly effective. But in reality, it's super dangerous. And you said one thing, we get hyperemesis syndromes. In Colorado and other states where it's recreationally used, it's flooding emergency rooms with kids vomiting, teens vomiting. Also psychosis in people that have pre-existing mental health issues. Huge problem. If someone that has depression or anxiety has a little bit too much of this or has it regularly, they can become psychotic. That's a growing, growing problem and not easy to treat.
A big one that I don't hear a lot of people talking about, and the audience should understand, because we have edibles now where kids will eat a whole bag of cookies at once or the brownies all at once. You know, there's no time release. They're just eating the whole bag of gummy bears. And also, Dr. Siegel, I heard of something very interesting. The parents told me that the teen shared with them, who has had this psychotic break, that all the kids are now vaping. Because it's so much cheaper than buying other drugs, and it's so much cheaper than buying beer. And I actually didn't hear that one before, but it makes a lot of sense. So people have to understand the edibles, the oils, all of the effects on children. What would you recommend to parents about all of this?
Well, I would say something about vaping that people don't realize, which is that, and Scott Gottlieb, when he was FDA commissioner, tried to go after this and got his head chopped off, basically. But the issue is that the problem with vaping isn't necessarily the e-cig itself. It definitely is less toxic to the lung, if you will, than a cigarette, but it's highly addictive because of the nicotine. And so kids get addicted to the e-cig, and the next thing you know, they're on regular cigs and they're going back and forth, and they end up with a risk of lung cancer.
I want to finish up with you. You have the great new book I was talking about, COVID, The Politics of Fear and the Power of Science. And I want to talk about kids with this youth mental health crisis. Finish up for us. What's going on with kids? What parents need to know? I am very scared, Dr. Siegel, with coming out of this pandemic, the increase, the escalation, whether it's sex trafficking, drug use, mental health, all of it. What do you have to say about everything?
I think that our public officials forgot that public health is not just about viruses. It's about the impact of any control measures you try to use. And they didn't necessarily work. We had studies fairly early on that showed that if you kept kids home from school, the virus spread more in the community anyway. So what were you doing? Schools are structures in kids' lives. And no, not online school. Being there, seeing your friends, seeing the teacher, reading each other's lips, learning to read in person. That, I think if we learned anything, we learned the value of in-person interaction. Caused a great deal of problems with learning, with delays in learning, with socialization. As you said, mental health issues, drugs resulted, alcohol, all of this is a huge shot. The good news is kids are resilient. We better not go back to this. We better learn our lesson. We better try to overcome those 2 years. We still can. But if we start pushing back, we're going to go deeper and deeper into a hole here.
Well, we have to take back our kids. We have to arm the parents with knowledge. We have to share all of your information, Mark Siegel.
By the way, Lynn, I got to end with one thing. You know what was the biggest disgrace of all, and everyone knows it? Too much effort to protect the teachers, none to protect the kids.
Dr. Siegel, that is a whole nother program you have to come on for, because that it was all about the teachers and the monies and the union, and that's what that was all. That is really a separate program we're going to have to talk about. But that's where that went. But, you know, also, I do want to ask you one more thing. I heard you the other day talking something about the three-demic, maybe, perhaps. What's going on with this virus for kids I keep seeing headlines about? Do we need to worry about that, not worry about it?
The headline is that because we were shut down for 2.5 years, viruses reared up that we hadn't seen and have no immunity to in out of season. RSV is a respiratory virus, affects very young children. If you're older, unless you're very old or have chronic conditions, you're okay with RSV. It's a respiratory virus. Again, very old, very, very young. I'm worried about the very young kids. We're tracking that. Flu, it's going to be a bad flu season this year. It looks like the flu shot is a good match. Get your flu shot. And COVID is still around. It's not gone. But look, we have Paxlovid, which is a really great antiviral drug. It works. And I think the vaccine adds something to this. So the more immunity you have, the better against COVID. I'm on the lookout at how you tell the difference. Call your doctor. I know how to tell the difference between these three. I know which is which. Flu is more body aches and fatigue, and it hits you suddenly. COVID is now upper respiratory, and you get a characteristic sore throat. And again, you feel the body aches.
Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time. You must come back, promise me. We have so much more to talk about. Dr. Mark Siegel, thank you for spending time with the Warriors today. You're on the medical forefront. We're depending on you for information we need to know for our kids, all people, families. We thank you for all you do to keep us informed. Please follow Dr. Siegel on Twitter at Dr. Mark Siegel, and his website is drsiegel.com. Thank you, Dr. Siegel. We'll speak again soon.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks for having me. Great pleasure.
You're welcome. We'll talk again soon. Coming up, more Lynn's Warriors after the break on TNT News Talk Radio.
Give me a minute with TNT Radio's Steve Malzberg.
Who in their right mind would vote against a referendum called the Born Alive Infant Protection Act? The answer is the voters of Montana, who defeated the measure 52% to 47%. So now the question becomes why? The act would have required medical professionals to perform life-saving medical care on infants who survived abortions or were born prematurely. Quoting from the bill, a healthcare provider performing an abortion shall take all medically appropriate and reasonable steps to preserve the life and health of a born alive infant who is viable. So how can that get voted down? Well, the head of the Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America blamed misleading TV ads run by pro-abortion forces for characterizing the initiative as an extreme, harmful government intrusion into medical care, when all the initiative would do is provide the same level of care to an infant who survived an abortion as you would give to an infant born early in pregnancy. If Montana voters knew the truth about what the initiative would actually do, it would have passed, they said. So the radical left wins again, and this time at the expense of babies born alive of botched abortions. Thanks for giving me a minute. I'm Steve Malzberg for TNT Radio.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
There is a war on for your children. Children are under attack at every level and on every front, from the government, big tech, education, medical, Hollywood, and society. This is Lynn's Warriors with Lynn Shaw on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Warriors, this is Lynn Shaw, and wasn't Dr. Mark Siegel terrific? Understand, we're connecting from all over the world. So although I said it's Warrior Saturday here in New York City, it's Sunday in other countries. We're bringing the global community together because although we're focused on the United States and the war on for our children, leave no doubt there is a war on for children around the entire globe. 50 million is the newest report. Again, these stats are in the dark because these are crimes that are hidden. 50 million people enslaved around the globe, and nobody's talking about it. This came out about 2 months ago because it's the common, they're pre-pandemic, during pandemic, after the pandemic. They kept saying 43 million. For years, 43 million people are enslaved. And I would say no, because it's increasing every year. We have all these studies from all the different countries and the United States. It's increasing. We have to be more than 43 million. People just stare at you. They look at you in the face. And I'm talking about those up in Albany, our state capital, or in Washington, D.C. So I'll leave that for a minute. But you know what? A little report came out, a little sneaky report about 2 months ago. Now we have 50 million. If we have 50 million, it could well be 100 million. Because I want to remind you, and we have this going on in the United States, forced servitude. People are brought over to be maids, to be cleaning people, and they're in people's homes. I work directly, boots on the ground. These are true stories. And they're enslaved in a home. Domestic for years, never go outside. They're just in the home. We have something new that is happening. We have women being trafficked and forced into surrogacy for people. This is in the United States. We have child labor, very prominent around the United States. Nobody's talking about it. So what's going on? Right here on the West Side Highway, we have these young women, I don't know, they could be 14 or 24. They're covered head to toe. They've got a hoodie on. They got a mask up to their eyeballs. They got a baseball cap. You can't see anything. They're very petite. And they jump out when the traffic lights change and they try to sell you fruit or water and it falls on deaf ears. And the thing that kills me is that they now are bringing babies. This has been going on for the last couple of years. Now they've got babies on their backs and they run out into the West Side Highway when the light turns red, you know, all along the 50s where we have traffic lights, and they try to sell with a baby on their back. And they do this. It's getting dark now. What, 5 o'clock here in New York? They're doing it. Dangerous. Who's looking out for them? What's their story? What's going on? So we want prevention. We want education. No longer can we hide and not talk about these issues. We have to. We have to with our children because this is reality. This is what is happening on every platform. And we'll save the entertainment platform, what's going on there, for another program. But I want to share with you national report cards on youth sex trafficking were issued a week and a half ago from Shared Hope International, a partner of the Warriors, and the United States. The average grade for all the states, guess what, Warriors? An F, a failure, whether that be on helping, policy work, resources, safe houses, you name it, an F. A couple of states, four states received a C. Two states, I believe, received a D, the rest an F, a failure. Shame on the United States. Shame on our government for not putting our precious children at the forefront. I want all of you to read this report. Go to this report. You can go to lynnswarriors.org. Look for the report. Go to Shared Hope International. Sharedhope.org is the website. And look and see how your state did. And then take action. It's attached to it. We've done the work for you. You simply, where it says take action, hit that, you know, click that, add your name, add your zip code. It will go directly to your senator. And it's all worded for you. So again, I'm urging all of you, we need these take actions. We have to talk about these things. We cannot let this go on any longer. When we have, you know, one in four kids will meet a stranger in person that they met online. And we know that 68% of the kids online, again, we know the numbers are higher, aren't monitored at all. The ages are getting younger and younger. I'm sure if you've been out in restaurants or out in the public, the kids are all on devices. We understand they're wonderful babysitting devices. But in the meantime, we have predators directly talking to your children. I know none of you want that. I want to review when I said to you, one in four kids will actually leave their home and go meet a stranger. We need to empower these kids. This is not right. Why are they doing it? It goes all into the mental health of our kids. It's all fueling. We started the program. November is National Runaway Prevention Month. Know the resources, because a lot of this and the mental health and the vaping and the fentanyl and the marijuana is playing into kids running away. And so you have to have the resources. And that is 1-800-RUNAWAY.org. The phone number is also 1-800-RUNAWAY.org. It's there. It's free. Use it. And that reminds me, there's a great book I want to tell you about. Tell Your Children the Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence by Alex Berenson. I would recommend this to all of you. It gets right down to it. It is realistic. It will give you take actions. It will give you the reality. We can no longer sugarcoat all of these issues that are killing our kids. And also a reminder, we have a great great's not a good word, but we have a new three-digit code since July in the United States, 988. It is a crisis prevention lifeline, a suicide prevention. Again, 24/7, 365, available, confidential. You can ask questions. You can ask about local resources. Use all of this because it's there for you. You know, I want to tell you about a wonderful event that I was at this past Monday at the United Nations. And I'm going to be honest, I don't go near the United Nations. I'm too busy with the Warriors and educating and on the road and teaching parents and anybody who will listen to me about digital safety and real-time safety of our kids. But I was invited and I decided to walk over there because it is actually a very important event. I was invited and it's called November 18th, right around the corner, Warriors, is declared as World Day aimed at ending child sexual exploitation and violence, bringing hope and healing to survivors. And I'll tell you why I was interested in this. Because the First Lady of the Republic of Sierra Leone is a survivor of child marriage. And she came forth and she said, we can no longer allow what happened to me in my country, what's happening to girls in the United States, there are some boys too, child marriage, sexual exploitation. I want to sponsor this day, this World Day, and bring it to the forefront. When I heard her speak before the event, I went online. She had done a speech a couple of weeks ago. I just couldn't believe it. She is a true warrior. And I went over there. And you know, there are 193 countries in the UN. And in order to get a resolution passed, you need 50% vote. And we sat there and in the General Assembly, 3.5 hours. Different countries got up to speak in support of the bill. And all of a sudden, about 3 hours into it, 85 people approved of this. So I'm like, we don't have it. We're not halfway there. And then the First Lady, her name is Fatima Marabio, the First Lady of the Republic of Sierra Leone. And she got up and spoke eloquently, to the point, realistically, beautifully. And when she spoke at the end of all the other speakers, the votes started coming in. And we ended up with 123 votes. So this is passed. So I have hope. And that's how we have to think each and every day. We have hope that something good is going to happen from all of this work. And I have hope because she's from the Republic of Sierra Leone. Also, Nigeria was there supporting all of this. And you could just, we had survivors with us. It was a small group, grown adults. Well, that's kind of, adults are grown adults that suffered abuse as children. And to see their eyes, well up, tear up, that finally, maybe we're going to get some eyes on this, a voice on this. We're going to actually really do something. So again, a reminder that November 18th is the World Day aimed at ending child sexual exploitation and violence, bringing hope and healing to survivors. But also we had 123 nations. There were 193, in the UN who could not vote for the protection of children. It's disgusting, warriors, but we're working very hard and we need all of you. And also, I finished out a night in Queens, which is New York, a couple of nights ago with survivors. And the stories are heartbreaking. We did a film screening, a movie from India, Love, Sonia. I recommend if you can find it, it's tough to take. You watch it and you watch it with your teenagers and you see the reality of how easily our kids are trafficked, whether it's a stranger they meet online, whether it's a boyfriend or a girlfriend, that woos them and then gets them involved in something, whether it's a stranger they meet at a club, when I say a club, I mean, a sport, something they're involved in with sports. So this is what's going on. And you have to know the reality of all. Next week, we're going to cover a lot about the entertainment business because that is where I started my career and spent many decades working in that. And now it is totally and beyond. We don't really, in my opinion, I'm going to go into it next week. We don't really have an entertainment industry the way we did. We don't really have a Hollywood. We don't really have Hollywood stars anymore. But what we do have is the internet. We have streaming. We have product being pushed at our kids constantly because they are the currency. They are the eyeballs. They are the ones the marketers want. And the content is becoming more and more. I don't know how much worse it can get because I just read a study where it was 85% of shows streaming have the F word in it. Now, not that that's, being prudish and a big deal, but it's the normalization of the sexualization going on around our kids. So we have to talk about that. So I also want to say that all of you, we need you. Please follow the Warriors. Everything is named Lynn's Warriors, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. How easy can that be? Follow us. Do the take actions. Join us. Stand up for your children. I want all of you, to tune in next week. We have a very dear friend of mine, Marcel van der Watt from South Africa. And he was a hostage negotiator there for kids. He is also a wonderful, he's here now in the United States. He is a policy director for all of these sexual exploitation issues. And he is helping create so much more in the protection of our children. Thank you, Warriors, for tuning in today. Please share the program on TNT Radio and its urgent message that we all must become warriors. It's our duty. It's a new world. Community creates change. You can find us all over lynnswarriors.org. Thanks, Alex, on the board for keeping all running smoothly and our entire TNT family for giving us a platform to share this critical and crucial information with you and our listeners. Safety for kids, families. Please, until we meet again, this is Lynn's Warriors on TNT News Talk Radio. Remember, today and every day, it's 2022. Community creates change. It's time to be a warrior.